Hello to all my Chavarim, Yeshiva Torah's motion around the world. Continuing on our Shir Mishnayos, we are doing Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, starting at Mishnah Vav, which in the Gemara is on Daf Chaf Aleph Mabez. And the Mishnah begins, Ma'isa Sha'avu Yosef Abraham Zog. There was an incident that happened that more than 40 pairs, and Rashi explains there were two witnesses to a pair, one after the other, and the Rav says there were groups of Edom, one after the other, a cut of Edom. So the first Rav says, what we're talking about, that there were 40 groups of Edom that saw the new moon, and they wanted to go to Yerushalayim to give testimony. So the Meiri says they were traveling on Shabbos in order to testify. The Ikvan Rabbi Akiva Balud, Rabbi Akiva stopped them in Lud. Rav says, because there wouldn't be any need for the Beis Din for all these different ones. And Tver Israel says, Lud was a distance of a day from Yerushalayim, as it says in Ma'isras Perek Hei, Mishnah Beis. And Rabbi Akiva stopped them, so they shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos for no need, because one pair of witnesses is enough, even though later on in Mishnah Zayim, we say, by a father and a son, we're afraid that maybe one would be possible. So here, 40 groups already went by. It's very far-fetched to say that they'll all be puzzled. So he figured enough had gone, and he stopped anymore from going. Taisyantav asks, but we have at the end of Perek Hei in Shabbos, it says, Parasa Shere Belezer and Azayah Yaitza, the cow of Rabbi Elazar ben Azayi would go out on Shabbos with a strap between his horns, and it says there that it shouldn't have happened because it was a masoy on Shabbos, so it was over an iser, putting your cow to work. So the Rav over there explains that it wasn't really his cow, Rabbi Elazar ben Azayi, but it was his friend's. But since he wasn't Micha, he didn't protest, they called it on his name. So therefore he wonders, here the Taisis Yantif, here it says, In the Gemara, a Braisa that Rav Yehuda says, Chas Shalom, the Rekiva actually stopped them. But it was Zephyr, who was the head of the town of Geder, he stopped them, and Rabbi Leo then sent to take this Zephyr out of the job of being the head of the town. And so why didn't the Rav also explain it this way? Why did he say that Rabbi Akiva did it? He should have explained similarly that it wasn't really Rabbi Akiva. It was this other person. And it was only because he didn't protest. So he answers that there it's different, because the Mishnah itself, in the case of Rabbi Elazar and Azayah, is kind of implying that, as it says in the Gemara there, it says paraso. Did he only have one para? According to Rabbi Elazar and Azayah, he had more. But it must have been that it wasn't really his para, it was called his para, because he wasn't Maichabit. In our Mishnah, there's no implication that it shows that it wasn't Rabbi Akiva who stopped them. So it didn't. That's why the Rav didn't mention it, because you couldn't imply that from our Mishnah. Because it's possible that the Tanna of our Mishnah argues on Rabbi Yehuda and says, no, it was really Rabbi Akiva, and it wasn't just named after him here. The Aruch Lanair proves that there is a machlokas between the Mishnah and the Braisa, and the Megzeres Misgeris Hazav says the Mishnah doesn't argue on the Braisa, but that they place the blame on Rabbi Akiva because he lived in that neighborhood and he didn't protest to stop what Zephyr had done. The Miri learns that Rabbi Akiva held like Rabbi Yossi in Mishnah Hay that we're not Machal Shabbos if it was very seen clearly. So therefore he was stopping people because it was very clear there was no need to be Machal Shabbos. Turi Evan on Daf Chafheim Beis learns that this whole story never even happened on Shabbos. And the reason Rabbi Akiva stopped them because there was no need for them anymore. When someone had gone through, he told the rest, don't even bother going. So Mishnah continues, Shalach Rabbi Gamliel, Imi Akavatas HaRabim, Nitzmach Shilim Asin Lavo. If you're going to stop them going, you're going to cause a Michshol later on. As the Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam explains, that maybe one of them in the future we'll have some edus that would be helpful in designating the Kiddush HaChodesh, but he'll stop going because he'll say they didn't listen to me last time I wanted to go. And halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. Tiferes Yisrael says in the future they won't want to come because they'll say, yeah, people already went ahead of me, so why should I bother? Meiri says, because If they think that their traveling is just a waste, they won't come, even if the moon isn't so clear to everybody. And the Chasam Sofer learns that everyone can be in Machal Shabbos right now, because there's a need right now to ensure that in the future people won't stop going when Pesim will really need them. And the Pesach says that there's a tzarech right now, because that maybe a whole lot of them, or most of the Edom, will become possible, like you have Mishnah Science. So there was actually a need right now for everybody to go, in case there'd be psulim, and we might need all of them. Okay, continue on the next Mishnah, Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin, which is the Gemara in Daf Chaf Beis Min Aleph, and it goes like this: Avu Bino Shiros HaChodesh, a father and son who saw the Chodesh, they saw the new moon. Yelko, they should go to Yerushalayim. Lo Shemit Stafren Zem Zem, not that they both can testify together, they can't be Edis together. Elish Imi Puzzle Echad Mehem, because Krovim can't be Edim together. But if one of them become Puzzle, Yitzdarev Hasheni Imacher, the other one who hasn't become Puzzle could then join up with another aid, and we can get this testimony. Rashi says, what does it mean, Yipuzzle? That he would be tripped up in what he says as they check him out. If he saw it correct, the new moon correctly, he really saw it, as he says later on, Daf Kof Dalam Ad Alef. So the Yantif brings from the Rambam, Perek Beis, Behilchus Krishma, that if one of them is found to be Pasul, because he's a Goslin, or any other of the types of Psulim, that's what we're talking about, then the other one would be available. Lech HaShlomo says they should even go, the father and son, even on Shabbos. And similarly, in Taisus Chabezim at Beis, the Vimasu Chad, that he says both of them could be Machal Shabbos to go travel to Besdin, even if it's Shabbos, they can go. And the mission continues. Reb Shimon Omer Av Ubino V'Chol HaKrovim Shem Leidus Chodesh. He says, no, there's no problem. If father and son can, and any relatives can testify about the new moon, the Rav says, because the Torah told Moshe, the Chodesh Baruch Hu said in the Torah to Moshe and Aaron in Shmos Perkei Beis, Pasuk Beis, Achodesh Hazeh Lachem, and we learn it should be kosher with you, that even though your brothers, Moshe and Aaron, you too could get Hades for the Kiddush HaChodesh. But the Rabbanan argue on that, and they say no. Achodesh Hazeh Lachem means that the Hades of the Kiddush HaChodesh is given to you, the Gedolim of the Dor, like you, that you have to accept and verify that it was a good Edus or not. And Allah is not like Reb Shimon, that a father and son can go, or any relatives can go testify together. Rashi in the Gemara and finishes up that the Gedolim have to accept the Edus and be Mekadesh L'Chodesh. That's their job. Okay, continuing on. It says, Amar Biosi, Maisa B'Tuvia Rofi. This is a story that happened. Tuvia, the doctor, Shoros HaChadish Yerushalayim. He was in Yerushalayim, and he saw the new moon. Hu B'Nova Avdo Meshukhar. It was he and his son, and an Eved Kanani who was freed. The Kivu Akonim also Esbanav. The Akonim accepted him and his son. Upaslo Zavu. They said his Eved is Pasl. Taisus Nefchav Beisbanav, the Rimasko Paslo, says we hold not here like Reb Shimon, who says the Krovim can give Edus together. And the Chodesh Lechem means like you, like Moshe and Aaron, like we just said. And they also darshan from that Pasuk, it has to be Kisharim, like you, Miyuchasim, to exclude a Ger and a Mamzer, as they darshan Me'ircha B'Domim Loch in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. The Sham Ledavar explains that Tovia didn't come actually in front of the Besen of Kohanim to give Edus on the new moon, because only the Besen of Gadol in Yerushalayim, Kibi Makabal the Edus for Kiddush HaChodesh. But they met these Kohanim on their way to the Sanhedrin HaGadol, and they asked the Kohanim, which of us will the Bezdin HaGadol accept? So what happened? Shabal of Nei Bezdin, when they came to the Bezdin, Kiblu also is Avdo Apostles Beno, not like what the Kohanim said, but what they really did, the Bezdin HaGadol accepted him and his Eved, and they apostled his son. They apostled the Tanakama to be Machshir Krovim, and they didn't paschal to paschal those who are not miyuchasim. Continuing on, they paschal like Tanakama to paschal the krovim, but not to paschal the enemy chasim. Okay, the perik, continuing on, perik aleph, mishnah ches, and the gemara daf chav beis amad aleph. But so now we're going to wonder, what are the psulim? Elohim psulim. These are the ones who Apostle Taisit Yatav mentions. He mentions the psulim are Durabanan. We're talking about in this Mishnah, because if it's Midiraisa, anybody who does an Avera that has Malkus would be Apostle for Edus, as the Rav mentions in Sanhedrin Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. And therefore, everyone, according, it should have said Gazan itself in the Mishnah. It says openly in Shmos Perek Habeis, Pasuk Aleph, Al Toshis Yachim Rasha Lios Eid Chamas. Okay? And we learned there that even though that, oh, we're learning here, and our Mishnah is telling us that even though these people we're going to mention in the Mishnah are Kashem and Torah, still the Apostle for Edus HaChodesh, Midrambanan. The verse Israel says, if someone was over an Avera, that it doesn't have Malchus, or he was over Midrambanan, he is Apostle Midrambanan. And he says, some say that the Avera Midrambanan would not Apostle, only if the Chait was something that had to do, he did a Chait because he wanted money, as it says in Choshe Mishpat, Simon Lamadal, Sifan Beis and Gimel. And he was afraid that he's going to accept money here to distort his testimony. Okay, so Rashash says, since the Mishnah before wondered that maybe these ones were Apostle for Ages of Chodesh, according to the Rama's Perish Mishnayos, we're mentioning a whole list of those who are Chodim, who are Apostle, to tie it back to the other Mishnah. The Aruch Shulchan HaAsid, Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Siman Pei Tes, Sif He explains that the Havamina is that these would actually be kosher for the Eidus of Kiddush HaChodesh. We don't want to postpone the Kiddush HaChodesh. We don't want to push off the Moedas even one day. Kamash Malan, still, Beslan will apostle these who are Midrabbana and will not accept their testimony. And what are they? A Masachi Bekovia, someone who plays dice. Raja Rav says they're pieces of bones that they play. And the Rabbana say, a smart lokanya. Someone makes he rolls a 7 or 11, and he wins, and he gets money from someone. That's an asmachta, because the person that lost the money didn't really expect to lose it, didn't give it to him wholeheartedly. So these are gazlan and midrabanan. And Rashi adds that midrais, we only call a real gazlan someone who grabs something from another person. As it says in Shmuel Beis, Barak Yichav Gimel Pasuk Chav Aleph, V'yigzol asachanis miyadim mitzri, grab, he stole the spear from the hand of the Mitzri. Taisus Davchav Beis Med Aleph, Devri Amaschol Eilu HaMsulam, explains that, you know, not a Chazal Midyaraisa here, since the guy is giving the money when he loses the bet. He's giving it willingly, so it doesn't seem to the person who is playing the game and winning that he's actually a Gazlan. Or it might depend, if this is his full-time professional job, then he might be considered a Gazlan. But if he has other business that he makes money and he's just doing this for fun and he's winning money, that would not be Gazlan D'Oraisa. And the second case is Umalbi Beribas, people who loan out money for interest. Rashi Rav says he's not considered a Gazlan D'Oraisa to Paslam, because the other person is paying him willingly. He didn't grab it from him, the interest. Umafrichayonim, people who race doves. Rashi Rav says it's like, it is just like playing dice. You're making a deal. If my dove gets there faster than your dove, then I win the bet, you pay off. And in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it mentions that Mafri Chayonim is a little different, that he trains his doves to get other doves that don't belong to him to follow him back to his nest. He's stealing these other doves, using his dove to do that. Sochrei Shvius, and the ones, mission continues, the ones who do business on Shvius, Rashi Rav says they do Schorei Beperes Shvius. Okay, and the Torah says, La'ochla, you're only allowed to eat Peres Shvius, below the Schorei Widarshan, can't do business. And since they were Nechshed to be Iver and Avera because of the money they want to make, so the Chayshed to be testified for falsely, also they might be bribed. The Siyanta brings the Taisus, we're talking about Shvius as Manazer, so therefore, they're not psulei d'oraisa. It's only possulei d'rabbanan. The street, as I say, it's only d'rabbanan. Or we're talking about that he didn't actually take the produce from the fields on Shemitah and sell it, but he pays money to Goyim and let them harvest it. So it's not a real complete business. It's they're doing his shlichus. It's like a step removed. And he brings from the Ran that since the din is that normally if you have money of Shemitah, you have to use that to buy foods to eat Shemitah's food. So it doesn't seem to these people that there is with business, since they're then taking the money they're making from selling their produce and they're going to eat it, Bekdusha Shvius. So they figure they're not really doing anything wrong. And Tosfos Yadar explains that they're not possible to rise because they didn't have Kavanah to be over on a Divrei Torah. And the Meiri says that the Isser isn't explicit in the Torah. It's a drasha, we say, v'lola sora. So therefore, we treat it as if they were over in Isser Rabban. And finally, the Rambam explains, we're talking about people that only do business that year. The rest of the years, they sit idle. All their business happens on Shemitah year and no other year. And therefore, there's a big chashash that they're being over on the Isser of Sora and Perish Shvius. The Gehati is Medayek. That is a hint. It says Sochrei Shvius in the Mishnah. It doesn't say Sochrei Perish Shvius. So it's kind of like the Rambam, that all they do, their whole business is to Schira on that year of Shvius. The Tiferes Yisrael learns that in all these different cases here, in the Mishnah, it's really going with a Lozu Afzu. Not only Misachi Bekovya, that we treat that as if it's a Gezel, because the other friend of his he was playing with got misled because he felt he would also win. But even if someone who is loaning out money for interest, and here the guy gives him the purse, gives him his interest willingly, still it's considered like a goslin. And not only with ribbis, that a person is giving them money and you have money that doesn't belong to you really, but even mafri chayon, if you get the pigeons to race, that maybe the person who is owning the pigeon or the dove will lose out if the other bird beats his. And it's even better than the dice situation, because there a person might say, I know how to shake the dice, I know how to throw them, and that's why I'm going to win. But by doves, it only has to do with which dove is quicker, and he's going to outdo the other one. Still, we say he's pasul like a goslin, and not only all these cases where you're taking money from the friend and you're not giving him anything, but even people who are doing business on Shemitah, they're giving at least to the other person in Paris. So we might think it's not considered a goslin when he does this kind of business, and still it's pasul. So each case has something that the other case doesn't have. They build up from one to the next. Okay, the next is Avodim, the Mishnah says. Rashi and the Rav say, now we're talking about Psuli D'Oraisa, the Avodim. And we have a Kal Vachomer from an Isha. If a woman can't testify, certainly an Eved can't. Tosfos Yadav brings from Tosfos. And why do we have to mention it here? If we're talking about Psulim D'Rabbanan, why do you mention Avodim at all if they're Psuli D'Oraisa? So we shouldn't say, since they're not possible because any avery they did, maybe they're kosher to Edus HaChodesh, just like Krovim according to Reb Shimon. So that's why I had to tell you, no, they're still their possible. Zeh klal, the Mishnah concludes, Kol Edus Shein Isha K'sherah La, if a woman can't give testimony, Afheim Eino K'sherah La, these avadim aren't a kosher either. The Rav says, because there are certain Edus that a woman is kosher to give, like to give Edus to another woman that her husband's dead and now she's mutter to marry anyone else. And also to give edus on a sota, that she saw that there was actually a bias nus, and that the sota should not drink the mayim amarim. And these psulim also draw banan, are also kosher for those type of edus, but the ones who are puzzled by avera min haTorah, the chacham didn't even allow them to do the edus that a woman can do. Even though they allow the Eved and the Isha to give that kind of a testimony, even though the Apostle Min HaTorah, that kind of testimony they allowed, but not those others who are Apostle Be'averi Min HaTorah. Now, Tosfos Yadav mentions the Psalm from the Torah, if someone is Apostle Midiraisa and they would just happen to be chatting and weren't giving testimony, it's no worse than a guy who is just happening to be to be chatting that we accept what he says. That says in Perek Bas, the last Perek in Yevamos, Mishnah Hey, and that is brought from the Rashi and the Riff and the Rush over there. Continuing on, our last mission in the first Perek of Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph Mishnah Tes, which in the Gemara is in Daf Chaf Beis Men Aleph, and it goes like this. Misha Rasa Chodesh, the first Rill says, the person who saw the new moon, ve'eino ayachol halach, and he can't walk to Yerushalayim, malichan asal chamor, they take him, ride him on a donkey. Rashi says, even on Shabbos, we allow him to do that. Verse Yerushalayim says, but if he can walk, it's better to walk. And he brings a big raya from here, that walking on Shabbos is better than riding, even if you're talking about going more than Yud Beis Mil, it's still better to go by foot, if you have to, rather than riding, because the Mishnah is talking about someone who has to go for a night and a day, and not like, so it's a long distance, not like the Magen Avraham Siman Reish Samach Vav Sif Katan Dalet. The Tosfos says even just one aid, he says one person saw the new moon, still he's Machal Shabbos, because maybe he'll find someone else on the way there that also saw it, as we have in Mishnah Vav, as far as the father and the son, that they both go, because maybe they can even start from somebody else. And he brings the kasha, as I said, brings the kasha of the Mefarish to Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. How can we machal on the Safik? How do we let people go, travel to Yerushalayim, machal Shabbos, on the Safik, we might need them. Don't we have a Mishnah that if a baby was born, banish Shemashas, on Friday, maybe it's Shabbos, maybe it's still Friday, we don't allow them to have the bris on the following Shabbos. The suffix we wait until the ninth day. As it says, Mizach Shabbos, Perek Yates, Mishnah Hey. So why over here, Misafik, do we let people be suffix whether they need the Edom or not? We're going to allow them to be Mechal Shabbos. Brings the terrace to the Rami. The Tikkun of Modos is different because we see that Machshirei Mila are not Deicha Shabbos. And here, even the Machshirim are Deicha, and the reason is because the big difference is that this is a mitzvah, Kiddush HaChodesh, a mitzvah that called Klal Yisrael as one. And the mitzvah, the Mila, is just at the time that it's going to be pushed off, it's only because of a Yachid that needs to have the bris. And also, you can also do the bris the next day. So there's a difference in quality between Kiddush HaChodesh, which is for the whole Klal Yisrael, to the bris, which is for a single person, or it can just be pushed off the next day and you won't lose anything. Kiddush HaChodesh, you can't push it off because it's got to be either the earlier or the next day. The Ritva and the Meiri say that even other people that have to go travel along with the people who are going, the sick, let's say, old person who saw the moon, he needs someone to accompany him. That accompanying person can also be Mechal Shabbos. And the Mishnah continues, Afilo b'mita, you can take the person who needs to get there, even in a bed. As the end says, even though it says, Mesech Shabbos, Perikid Mishnah, hey, that if you carry a chai, your potter, even for the bed that he was on, that's a person who is not tied. So it's chai knows his atzmo. But someone who's sick is like he's tied down, and you are chayav for carrying him. And therefore, the mita itself, the bed, is a masoi on the behema. You're putting this bed on top of the behema to carry this person. And telling you, in any event, it's still, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos to do this to get him to Yerushalayim. The Meiri says, when it says afilu b'mita, it's teaching us that the people who are accompanying also could be carried along, even though it's a malacha that would normally be mechuyev misa. And the Mishnah continues, v'im tzoda lahem, if there are people waiting in ambush for them, Rashi Rav says, if there are ambushes on the way, and Rashi continues, like the baisusim and the kuzim, that they were always waiting to stop people from going, they wanted to cause mistakes by the chachamim. So what do these people do? Then they know there's going to be wayfarers on the way that try to stop them. Lo can be out of maklus. They can take sticks, the Meiri says, or any other ammunition with them. And the Kol HaRemes learns from the lo can be out of maklus, the hands, they didn't have to wear on their body any equipment. That would be mudra because it would be like their clothes. But they can actually carry their weapons in their hands. But the question he asks is, it is problematic because Masechta Shabbos Parak Vav Mishnah Dalet, the Chum Paskin, that wearing ammunition is also just like holding it in your hand, so it wouldn't make a difference here one way or the other. And the halach is like them, as Magen Avraham says in our Chaim Simon Shinayan Shin Aleph Sef Yud. The mission continues, Im Ha'isa Derech Rechoka, if it was long travel from where they were to get to Yerushalayim, Lokim Yadim Mizonos, you can take carry food with you, Shal Mahalach Lai V'yam Mahalas HaShabbos V'yot Sneid HaZachodesh. Because if something is a journey of a night and a day, we'll let you do that to Michal Shabbos to go to give Edus for the Chodesh. Isis Yadiv brings from the Rambam the first Paragimel, the head of beginning Paragimel and Hilchos Kedusha Chodesh, that if it would take longer to get to Yerushalayim than the day, they shouldn't go, because the Edus after a day, after the 30th day, it doesn't help at all. It was already Mu'ubar if nobody showed up. Tver Israel says, even though when Edom come until the end of the month, Bezdin could go back from what they said, as the Rambam says in Paragimel Halacha Yuchas and Yates, from Hilchos Kedusha Chodesh, so it seems that there is a use for Edom even after the time of Kedusha Chodesh, because it might cause Beis Din to reconsider. Still, since B'di'evid, whatever the Beis Din does works, even if the Beis Din is mazed to pick a wrong day, Dinim Arba Chodesh, by mistake, it still would work, as it says Rosh Hashanah Daf Chafahayim and Aleph. Still, we say that the Edom coming to give testimony are only Mechal Shabbos in order to be Mekadosh Vizmano, because the mitzvah of Mekadosh al Piyariya, as it says, Rosh Hashanah Chaf Amad Aleph. Taisis, Rabbi Kiva Eger brings from Taisis, that even if we need two witnesses to come to give testimony on the witnesses who saw the moon, that they were kosher witnesses, because Bezdin doesn't recognize them, the witnesses are coming to accompany the ones who saw the moon, and all that therefore is to give testimony on their character, they can mechal Shabbos too, as we'll see in the beginning of the second parak. The Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid in Hilchos Kedusha Chodesh Semet Tzadok Aleph Sef Aleph says that the traveling we said would be a day, but really it had to be a little bit less than a day from a night and a day, because otherwise they wouldn't get there in time and their edus wouldn't be worth anything, as it says in Vayikra Perichav Gimel Pasuk Dalid, Ela Modei Asher Tikru Osam B'Moad Dam, you have to be there to cause the Moed to be, you're allowed to come. Oh, as the Rav explains, that any place that it says Moed, says Ela Moed Asher Tikru Osam B'Moad Dam, anytime it says Moed, or B'Moado, it means to be Dach HaShabbos. This is Yantif, brings from Taisvis, and Rosh Chodesh is also considered a Moed, as it says in Shavuos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. And that's why we had previously in Mishnah Dalet, Al Kula Mechalalim, for any Rosh Chodesh, you can be Mechalal, because the Moed has to be done in the right time. The Meiri learns that the Pasuk is coming to teach us, is coming to teach us that if the Edom don't get it until after the 30th day, they shouldn't come to Mechal Shabbos, because the Achraz of Bezin makes it a Rosh Chodesh, and not the fact what they saw. The Archaner writes that they brought this Pasuk here and not in Mishnah Dalet, because here we're talking about traveling and carrying things with you, which is an Isser D'Oraisa. And the Mishnah previously was just talking about leaving the Tchum, which is an Isser D'Rabbanan. Okay, that's our shiur for today. Any questions, comments, complaints, please reach me. Write to me at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com or call me 052-244-9331. Have a good day.